runs aplenty in the desert Friday between the Diamondbacks and the Marlins. Zach Greinke has owned the fish throughout his career. His opposition, the lanky lefty Adam Conley, who watches a 2-0 lead disappear.
Here's the pitch. He swings, hits a high fly ball. This is to left center, and it is at the wall. Marcell Ozuna leaps, can't get it. It's gone. A 3-run home run, and gone as well as the Marlins 2-0 lead. 3-2 Diamondbacks in the first. Guerra's got his side. Here's the pitch. And this ball is rocketed to left. That's a base hit. One run is home, and it is now a 7-4 lead for the Diamondbacks. They've scored their fourth run of this second inning on a hit for Iannetta, and he's got a 4-RBI night, and we're only in the second.
2-2 pitch. Bohr hammers one deep down the right field line toward the corner and into the Marlins bullpen. It's a 3-run homer, and we're tied at 7. For Justin Bohr, a new career high, 24 home runs. For Justin Bohr, a new career high, 74 runs batted in. And Zach Greinke's allowed 7 runs in 2 innings plus.
Could be the pitch of the night here. Here's a 3-2. A swing here and a high fly ball driven to deep left center. It's a no-doubter. This is a grand slam for Chris Iannetta. He's got an 8-RBI game. 4 more runs on the board for the Diamondbacks and a 12-9 lead. And here's the pitch. A swing here and a ground ball into the hole at short. Up with it, the shortstop Marte goes to second for the final out, and Rodney has his 300th career save. And the Diamondbacks have the win. It was a long way back for them in many regards and a long night for the Marlins in every regard. 13-11, the Diamondbacks win the game.
For just the 6th time in 149 all-time games in franchise history, the Marlins lost when scoring at least 11 runs. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly in the aftermath of a 13-11 loss to the Diamondbacks on Friday night.
Our guys swung the bats, so they kept going. You know, we get ahead, we give up the lead, we get it back. We give it up, we get it back. And our guys kept playing us. You know, you're happy with the way the guys battled tonight. I thought we did a really good job with Zach, what we wanted to try to do with him. Guys were good with it, and then they just kept going. So, you know, you've right up in there until the ninth. You know, you're kind of, guys are still, you know, fighting it. So you're happy about that.
With Adam tonight, what were you saying?
Well, you know, I don't know if it, you know, maybe just match up with these guys. They got some guys that really hit what he does. Sometimes you get the wrong club. It didn't look like, you know, they weren't missing too much. So you're hoping that he'll, you know, catch a groove in there and find his rhythm and be able to get the ball to both, you know, the side of the plate. Some just tonight wasn't a good, you know, good night for him.
You always talk about Ozuna, you know, and just for him to do what he did tonight, especially giving you the lead at that point. And
no, it's been really good. We talked about him a lot, and you know, too. Those first two obviously are big at bats for us. A lot of guys having good at bats. You know, JT and D's having good at bats all night. Yelly's having good at bats all night. You know, I mean, I just think our guys really got after it. Did a nice job at that. We just couldn't stop them. I mean, in those middle innings, we got a couple Taz through good for us. You know, give us a kind of got us deeper into the game. And then we just kept getting in those bad counts. You know, we can't keep getting. You know, 3-2, they get that little roller with JD in that inning, and then, you know, it gets us.
Yeah, I mean, Iannetta tonight, what?
No, he's swinging the bat good. You know, we knew he's been swinging the bat good, so they look good.
Don, the fact that you had such good at-bats against Greinke, the fact that you got some runs and you're struggling a bit, do you feel like it's yourself a true movement that makes like that little bit of stuff and you guys get to
him? Yeah, I thought we were pretty good with him. I think his stuff was okay. We did a good job with him. We really did. For the game kind of plan we put together, you know, how we wanted to attack him. I thought our guys did a really good job of executing. You know, every time we score off a guy like that, You know, last time we beat up Darvish, and they thought we had his pitches. You know, now we get Greinke, and you're going to tell us that he didn't have his good stuff. So our guys were pretty good tonight. We got a club that can swing the bats. And but, you know, obviously we couldn't stop him tonight, and that's what the story was.
The Fish look to bounce back on Saturday behind Dylan Peters. He'll be opposed by Taiwan Walker.